flew this morning from Kinshasa here to Goma so Secretary of State Clinton could meet with the Congolese President Joseph Kabila. He's been here for a few days since his historic meeting with the Rwandan President Paul Kagame, the first heads of state meeting between those two countries in more than a dozen years. So President Kabila stayed here in Goma, waited for Secretary Clinton. She came and talked to President Kabila and the Congolese foreign minister for about 45 minutes or an hour at a lovely spot on the shore of Lake Kivu at one of the former homes of Mobutu Sese Seko. They discussed largely security here in Kivu. Since at the start of this year, Congolese and Rwandan forces, as you remember, had a joint operation against some of the ethnic Hutu and ethnic Hunze militia here in Kivu, been displacing civilians. That operation is now concluded, but she asked for an update on the security situation in Kivu and generally the people who have been internally displaced by that fighting. She also asked President Kabila for an update on the prosecution of five senior army officers in the Congolese military who the United Nations has accused of being perpetrators of sexual violence.
Did she get a response on that?
She says that she asked for and received an update from President Kabila, but she did not tell us what he told her. We do know independently that three of those five officers are currently being prosecuted. The other two are under arrest, but have not yet had formal charges brought against them. Here in Goma today, she had a roundtable with some of the victims of that sexual violence and promised that the United States government would help as many as 10,000 victims of that violence, that the United States would be providing financial training to help them, get their lives back together, and that there would also be some military engineers from AFRICOM who would come here to Kivu to help them physically reconstruct their lives.
Now, Scott, as you mentioned, the security, of course, continues to be a major issue in Goma and other parts of the eastern DRC. Now, how was the security situation handled during Ms. Clinton's visit there?
Well, in Goma, it's not a problem because this is the headquarters of the MONUC UN peacekeeping force. So we've been essentially surrounded by blue berets all day. And she has her own diplomatic security, of course. But the problems generally have not been inside Goma. They've been in areas like Rubaya and Sake, outside of town, Mushaki and Karuba as well. A lot of the internally displaced people who have come here to camps in Goma because it's safe say it's not safe for them to go back to their villages, even when fighting between the militia and the Congolese army has ended. They say that the militiamen brought civilian allies of theirs and have taken over some of the grazing areas. So they say that they're afraid to go home and try to reclaim those grazing areas because the people who now have their cattle there were put there by the militia. Secretary Clinton visited Mugunga, internally displaced persons camp outside Goma this afternoon. It's home to about 18,000 people, and met with some of the people there about, again, sexual violence, the food distribution in the camp. World Food Program is trying to source more of the food locally that it supplies to those people to cut down on transport costs.
Of course, Scott, as you know, Secretary Clinton is one of the highest-ranking U.S. officials to visit this highly volatile region of the DRC. Now, from the perspective of the residents there, how was her visit received?
From the looks on people's faces as we've motorcated through the city today, pretty flat. Congolese, especially people in Goma, have seen an awful lot over the last 15 years. I don't know that a visit by the Secretary of State has been that impressive to them. They, they've had their president, Kabila, here for several days. Certainly got a warm response at the Mugunga camp, however, and people said that they appreciated that she had come out and she heard some firsthand testimonials from women who had been victims of sexual violence when they left the camp to collect firewood. They say that that's the time often when they're attacked.
So it's now off to West Africa, the Secretary heading to Nigeria, Liberia, and Cape Verde. What exactly does she hope to accomplish through her visits there?
It's true. The next stop on this trip will be the Nigerian capital, Abuja. She'll meet with the Nigerian foreign minister and the Nigerian president, Yar'Adua, They're expected to discuss the amnesty that the Nigerian government has offered to the men in the Niger Delta. They'll no doubt discuss the recent violence in Maiduguri. Oil is always an issue between the United States and Nigeria. It was in Angola, and it'll be part of Nigeria, part of the discussions in Nigeria as well. But as you remember, President Yar'Adua is also the current head of the Economic Community of West African States. So it'll be an opportunity to talk about some regional issues as well. Hope for elections in Guinea-Conakry this year. Certainly, I would imagine that the Mamadou Tandja referendum in Niger will come up, and she'll be interested in finding out what ECOWAS plans to do about that. You know, they had threatened to sanction President Tandja if he went ahead and changed the constitution to allow himself to run for a third term. In Liberia, she'll be meeting President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, but that's just a day stop. They'll no doubt be talking about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and efforts there by the United Nations to wind down its peacekeeping force and a Liberian army itself.